are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
And we are back. Thank you all for tuning in. Well, this is the Dr. Dahlia Show. Got a lot of interesting stuff to talk about. Looks like New Zealand is thinking about raising the price of a pack of cigarettes to $100 to try to avoid people, their smoking problem, their widespread smoking problem. Really? $100 for a pack of cigarettes? Oh, I got to tell you. Also, it looks like a couple kids fell out of balconies in two different parts of the world. I don't know why this is happening, but I guess we got to review balcony safety with everybody. Now, why people are, falling out of balconies, not really understanding that one. Also, it looks like if you suffer from back pain at work, no problem, no medicines needed, just smile. Whistle while you work. Just whistle while you work. Honestly, you should listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. I think that really helps with your back pain. It does. And it keeps you awake. All right. But what really keeps us awake and is the most exciting part of the show are your medical questions. So please call in at 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Of course, this is toll-free. We are live right now, so call in now. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-362-3254. I know many of you don't like letters. 1-877-362-3254. All right. So what's going on with this $100 for a pack of cigarettes? They say in an attempt, this is reported by Fox News, in an attempt to discourage smokers from lighting up, New Zealand is considering raising the price of a pack of cigarettes to as much as $100 by 2020. The suggested measure is one of many ideas from New Zealand's Ministry of Health to make the country smoke-free by 2025. So they are planning to have a whole country smoke-free. Good for them. I understand that many of my patients, especially my vets that have come back from multiple tours, I don't give them grief about their smoking. I tell them, don't smoke around us. Don't smoke around the kids or grandkids. But I got to tell you, serve your country. As far as I'm concerned, you get to do whatever the heck you want to your body. But another option they're considering, besides raising the pack to $100, would be to increase the price of a pack of 20 cigarettes 10% each year from 2013 to 2025, eventually costing $40 a pack. The more extreme $100 a pack version would be achieved by an immediate price increase of 30 to 60% with an annual increase of 30%. Apparently, the briefing paper said tobacco taxation is the single most effective intervention available to drive down smoking prevalence figures. The ministry is also considering regulating tobacco as a highly toxic substance, banning smoking in cars with children, and increasing the number of anti-smoking campaigns. I mean, we know smoking kills. We know that. I mean, no surprise there. It's just, there are many people out there that are, like I said, it's not as easy to quit as people think. And I would like just a little bit of empathy for some of our people who are, like I said, came back from multiple tours, either in Afghanistan or Persian Gulf or Vietnam or Korean War. Many people, it's a very tough thing to talk about because many people believe that if somebody's going to smoke, they're going to mess up our air, even if it's outside, they're being selfish and they're causing us to get particulates in our lungs and get cancer. And they're right. Secondhand smoke causes cancer. Thirdhand smoke causes cancer. We discussed thirdhand smoke. Somebody smokes and the particulates get on curtains or they get on furniture or they get on carpet and you breathe it in. That's thirdhand smoke. And that is carcinogenic as well. But it's just, when you see these kinds of things, I mean, I really feel, because I see my patients. I mean, I tell my patients all the time, quit smoking. I yell at them all the time. I say, you have to do it. I don't care how you do it. Do it. I'll give you some options. Do it. Yet, every now and then I have to get off my high horse. And, I sit down with, like I said, one of my vets or one of my patients who, suffered a pretty severe tragedy. And that's what they used to cope. And I have to say, look, I know this is hard. You know, it's hard to empathize with them a little bit. Yeah, get them to quit, but empathize. Instead, this attitude that we have is very discriminatory. It's very bigoted. It's like anti-smoker. You got smokers and the non-smokers. And we're going to be anti-smoker. We're going to tax them. We're going to segregate them into rooms we're going to. And I mean, you know, again, you know, for the health of other people, I understand. I mean, I remember there was a room in our airport at McCarran Airport. You couldn't see the people in this room because of all the smoke. There was a very small, I don't know how big, maybe half the size, maybe the size of a classroom, where people could smoke because the rest of the airport was non-smoking. Now, one of my patients, because remember, at Sky Harbor, that was in Phoenix, when I grew up in Phoenix, McCarran Airport, sorry. McCarran Airport has slot machines. When you come to Vegas and you land in Vegas, you can gamble as soon as you get off the plane. So we have slot machines. And one of my patients was the slot machine worker. And her shift was the smoke room. She's like, Dr. Dahlia, you have got to give me a note so I don't work in the smoke room. And I'm like, but nobody does, huh? She's like, yes. And I know the smoke room she was talking about. It was full smoke. I mean, how do you breathe? Well, how do you have workers? How do you have staff in that area? And I think they finally did away with it. And I think they finally made the airport completely non-smoking. You know, there's casinos non-smoking. So, I mean, we are moving to a non-smoking world. It just, for all of you smokers out there, you know, and I don't see it changing in your favor. So get to the doctor, see if there's something you guys could do to work together to get off smoking. But you see, what these people don't understand is raising, or maybe they do understand, but raising taxes and, you know, price hiking, these cigarette packs, when somebody's really addicted to smoking, they'll pay it. I mean, they will find the money to pay it, okay? Now, maybe these governments are happy with that because then they get more tax money. But I don't know if it's going to stop smoking altogether, okay? When we come back, we are going to talk about some of the other top headlines. Also, I guess, X-Rock sexual enhancement drug. Some of you taking X-Rock. There's some health warnings. You got to be careful with these sexual enhancement drugs. Don't go away, 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
Good morning, Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources. April 23rd, 2012. Gold opened this morning at $16.3140. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $16.7219, $836.09 for a half ounce, or $418.05 for a quarter ounce. That's $16.7219, $836.09, and $418.05.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
Heart and Body Extract continues to receive positive testimonials from people who have experienced amazing results, like Reed.
I just wanted to send you a quick but a very big thank you for Heart and Body Extract. I've been on the formula for nearly a month now, and the improvement in the circulation of my leg has been simply amazing.
Reed was facing a tough choice.
I was facing surgery due to the severity of 100% blocked arteries in both my legs. And my decision, waiting for surgery, to say no and try Heart and Body Extract instead has been thankfully the right decision.
And the result?
I can now walk up steps without noticeable pain.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305. Or HBExtract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
BeProfessionalBeProfessionalBeProfessionalBeProfessionalBeProfessionalBeProfessionalBeProfessionalBeProfessionalBeProfessionalBeProfessionalBeProfessionalBeProfessionalBeProfessionalBeProfessionalBeProfessionalBeProfessionalBeProfessionalBeProfessionalBeProfessionalBeProfessionalBeProfessionalBeProfessionalBeProfessionalBeProfessionalBeProfessionalBeProfessionalBeProfessionalBeProfessionalBeProfessionalBeProfessionalBeProfessionalBeProfessionalBeProfessionalBeProfessionalBeProfessionalBeProfessionalBeProfessionalBeProfessionalBeProfessionalBeProfessionalBeProfessionalBeProfessionalBeProfessionalBeProfessionalBeProfessionalBeProfessionalBeProfessionalBeProfessionalBeProfessionalBeProfessionalBeProfessionalBeProfessionalBeProfessionalBeProfessional BePrepared.com is the official site of Emergency Essentials, a 24-year leader in emergency preparedness supplies. Everything from long-term food storage to emergency kits, water storage and filtration to alternative light and heat sources. What's on sale? Now through April 30th, save 28% on a freeze-dried garden vegetable combo, which includes peas, corn, beans, cauliflower, celery, and onions. Save 33% on the Katadyn Hiker Microfilter. New instant white rice as low as $8.49 and a 72-hour MRE food and water supply, a $72 value for only $49.99 and much more at BePrepared.com. Call 800-999-1863 to experience exceptional customer service and our low price guarantee. That's 800-999-1863. Hurry, the BePrepared.com April sale ends April 30th. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
A healthy heart starts with Extendovite. I've always believed that I had to have a strong defense to overcome the new superbugs of today. Extendovite, a 7-herb heart protection cocktail, not only helped me to overcome a massive heart attack, but it also has built up my natural immune defenses against colds and flus. Extendivite has so many benefits that we all should be taking Extendivite to build up our defenses for what superbugs might emerge yet. So start today, clean out the toxins, and be as healthy as you can be. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. You know, every now and then I feel like I could take a good picture. I don't like the way I look on TV. I've never liked the way I look on TV, which is why I do radio, because I could hide behind the microphone, right? I could wear whatever I want. You know, my nails don't have to be done. My makeup doesn't have to be done. My upper lip doesn't have to be waxed. But it's interesting. A study came out saying research proves that people look best from their left side. They say both men and women are perceived as more attractive when pictured on their left side as opposed to the right. They say this theory isn't new. It dates back to the time of oil paintings when subjects tended to tilt their head to show more of the left side of their face, but it really works. That's really interesting. They say the study conducted by Wake Forest University psychology professor James Schirillo and co-authored by Kelsey Blackburn as a group of participants to look at a group of photos. The black and white pictures of the men and women were shown in their original form and then digitally altered so that they were shown from the other side. Well, if it's digitally altered, this really isn't an unbiased study. Overall, the left-sided portraits were the favorites from the collection. Oh, come on, really? This isn't that scientific. In addition to simply declaring their preference, Forbes wrote that the viewers' pupils dilated, which means that they found those pictures to be more interesting stimuli. Our research suggests that posers' left cheeks tend to exhibit a greater intensity of emotion, which observers find more aesthetically pleasing. That's very interesting. I'm looking at a picture of Tom Cruise and Katie Holmes, and the left angle does look better than the right. But there's so many reasons for that. They could have been wearing different makeup. Who knows? Interesting. They say, our findings provide support for a number of concepts, the notions of lateralized emotion and right hemispheric dominance. Oh, come on. With the right side of the brain controlling the left side of the face during emotional expression. I don't know. I don't know about that. But, you know, it is interesting. I mean, many of us have a good side, and many times our side is our left. And when I'm on TV, they always get my right. They always get my right side. So I always try to switch, right? The interviewer is looking at my back so I could flip to my left. And the funny thing is whenever we're seated, the interviewer gets to show their left side. That is very interesting. Well, what are you going to do? Look, I got to take these interviews as I get them. Okay. Suffering from back pain at work, they say smiling could help you more. Really? Scientists found a third of people, for those who join us, this is the Dr. Dahlia Show, 1-877-DRDAHLIA. Scientists found that a third of people with non-specific back pain went on to develop persistent pain that severely affected their career and social lives. Now, a team from the University of Western Australia said these workers were more likely to be in an unsatisfying job and to feel frightened and helpless as a result of their back pain. They say although some workers required extended sick leave, only a few had suffered a physical change such as a slipped disc. Anatomical tests of the other patients involved in the study showed no physical reasons for ongoing daily problems with pain. All right, so I see what they're saying. If you don't like job, your back pain's going to hurt more. Absolutely. When I love what I'm doing, I feel better. You got to do something you love. Okay, if you're not feeling good, but you got some work to do, do something that you like. Because if you do something you don't like, you're going to feel crappy. That makes sense. They say study leader Professor Marcus Milo said attitude and positivity in the workplace has a huge impact on lower back pain. Now, remember, we talked about a study a couple weeks ago saying bring your pet to work. Now, I can't because I have a medical office. But they say bringing your pet to work, they found lower cortisol levels on the days that employees were able to bring their pet, as opposed to the days that the employee didn't. They swabbed the saliva or the cheek, picked up cortisol levels, and found it was higher, high stress when your pet wasn't there, lower stress when the pet was. So bringing your pet to work sometimes helps. For me, my pets like to do poo-poo all over the place. So, no, poo-poo office not allowed. I'd probably be screaming at them the whole time. So, absolutely. I mean, we've talked about work and ways. I mean, I'd love to hear from you guys. How do you guys decrease the stress? How do you make your job enjoyable? 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. What do you do in your job to make it fun? You know, or just to enjoy the day? Now, you know, many people are like, well, I'm friends with my coworkers. Okay, well, being friends with your coworkers could be a double-edged sword. You got to be careful with that one. You know, I mean, you could have good days, and then all of a sudden you find out that they had a margarita night, and they didn't invite you, and now you're unhappy. I mean, there's a lot of drama. You know, sometimes I think the happier employees are the ones that don't get too involved. But I got to tell you, one thing that I like, which, I mean, I've had many jobs. I've waited tables. I've worked in a lab. Some of my jobs that were a little more monotonous, I love having music in the background. Playing music in the background that you could sing to, I love. Now, again, it's difficult. If you're in a room with a whole bunch of other workers and, you know, somebody chooses music that you don't like, that can be very difficult. You know, maybe you have to do kind of the earphone, headphone thing. But I think music is extremely helpful. I think having those little calendars with those little jokes on them, again, extremely enjoyable. I went to UNLV because I had to give a talk. And when I was in one of the administrator's offices, I noticed her desk. Now, her desk, somebody could say, was completely cluttered with crap. I looked at it different. There were all these little knickknacks and cute little things and little froggies and stuff. I mean, it was a little overbearing. But you couldn't sit there and not be happy or smile. I mean, there were all these cute little things. I mean, just adorable. And, you know, sometimes you just need to make your workplace, maybe a little different. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. What do you do to make your work day or your work environment tolerable? Because here's this study saying people with back pain, if they enjoyed their job, they complained about less, took off less sick leave, you know, than people who hated their job. And I know my staff that don't like their job and my staff that do. Luckily, I have great staff now, a good group, none of this sorority BS. And they just, I mean, they get along, thank heavens, and they aren't the sorority type. And they whistle while they work, and I let them have fun. Now, I mean, it's tough working in a medical office. People are grumpy, a lot of medical issues. You know, we just heard one of our patients passed away. We hadn't seen him, you know, forever. But the wife called and let us know what happened. And I mean, whoa, just, you know, unfortunate. We think it might have been COPD. I'm not sure. We're looking into that now. You know, and so those things, you know, it really gets to our staff because we really gain relationship with patients. You know, and then they move away and you don't hear from them again. And then you find out they die. And it's sad. All right, but let's hear from you. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. We got Richard on the line. Hey, Richard, you're from Nebraska?
Yeah.
What city?
I just heard you comment earlier about something about how you call it, the left side of the body looking better or something than the right side.
Yes, a study came out saying the left side of the body is more photogenic, yes.
Oh, well, I learned a long time ago in our class, and I don't want to say how many decades or a quarter of a century ago it was, that actually they say, you know, if this is something if you first learned in our class, they say if you take a ruler and split it right down the middle, they vertically, right down the middle,
right.
And you will look like both sides of your body. You'll be looking at two different bodies,
right?
Almost because it just varies just by how you call it, millimeters, centimeters,
right.
However minutely it is.
Absolutely,
one side just appears so different from the other side,
right?
Just by minute.
Yes, but you know, I agree with you. In fact, my kids in their class, their teachers took pictures of them and they put the right side of the face together. They made two rights and two lefts, completely different, different face. I mean, it's amazing. I don't understand why one side that would be more attractive than the other. I don't get that. But it was an interesting study nonetheless. But you're right. I remember doing that in art class, too. Not too many decades ago. But, yeah, you put the ruler on the side of the face, and you see the asymmetry. Absolutely. Good point, Richard. Thanks for calling. You have a good night. All right. So, yeah, interesting stuff. You know, they also say, you know, people think that even with your body, you know, let's say breasts that, you know, they aren't symmetrical. I'll have women come in and saying something's wrong. One is a little bigger than the other. One sits differently. Well, of course, your body is not 100% symmetric. It isn't. One eye could be lower than the other. One cheek bigger. It just happens. Even tushy cheek. You know, so interesting. All right, guys. All right. We're on break. I'm going to whistle while on break. When we come back, let's talk about what's happening with people falling off balconies and this new sexual enhancement X-Rock. 1-877-DOCDALI.
Things to hoard. Do you have the 37 crucial food items you can't survive without? When the next disaster hits and the mobs go crazy grabbing food off the shelves, you and your family may be without food or waiting in long food lines. Prepare now at 123survivalplan.com. Easy as 123 to remember. 123survivalplan.com. Many people don't have these 37 food items. Learn what you need to hoard now at 123survivalplan.com. Watch the video we've set up for patriots only at 123survivalplan.com. Get inside information in on the 37 food items that will sell out first when the next disaster strikes. This video contains crucial information you and your family need to prepare for any natural or man-made disaster. In the last 6 months, over 1 million other smart patriots have already seen this video. Prepare now. Go to 123survivalplan.com and learn which 37 food items you should hoard. Easy to remember, 123survivalplan.com. Again, that's 123survivalplan.com.
If you're not prepared, GetPreparedExpo.com. The biggest and best preparedness expo in the USA. Coming April 28th and 29th. GetPreparedExpo.com. Over 125 seminars and exhibits. Over $200,000 in exhibitor giveaways. 1,000 packets of heirloom seeds. 1,000 one-year subscriptions to Global Incident Map. 1,000 trial issues of Bob Chapman's International Forecaster. 25 vials of Dr. Sheely's Bliss. 10 Sigma 3 5-day survival courses. Autographed books by James Wesley Rawls, Matt Stein, Julia Shopping, and Dr. Sheely. And plenty more. Saturday and Sunday, April 28th and 29th. Go to GetPreparedExpo.com. One-day passes, $10 at the door. Advanced weekend passes, $15. At GetPreparedExpo.com. GetPreparedExpo.com. Don't miss GetPreparedExpo.com. Saturday and Sunday, April 28th and 29th. Ozark Empire Fairgrounds, Springfield, Missouri. The biggest and best preparedness expo in the USA. If you're not prepared, GetPreparedExpo.com.
That's what it sounds like when a burglar kicks in the door of a dark house that looks like no one is home. Don't let your home be the next target. Make it look like someone is home watching television with fake TV. Fake TV is a small electronic device that makes the same light as a real television. So from outside, it looks like someone is home watching TV. Fake TV plugs in just like a lamp on a timer, but is far more convincing to burglars. Fake TV deters burglars, costs far less than an alarm, and is highly recommended by numerous police departments. Use it anytime you're away from home. To order your fake TV for only $34.95, go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. Each additional fake TV is only $29.95. So get one for you and one for a loved one for safety, security, and peace of mind for both of you. Call 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. FakeTV.com, the burglar deterrent.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Kyle, who's working the dials tonight. If the Dr. Dahlia Show does not play at your local news talk station, please call them or email them and ask them to bring the Dr. Dahlia Show to your town. All right, so a couple deaths this week on people who fell out of balconies. Girl, 20-year-old. 20-year-old student fell to her death from a balcony 8 feet. She only fell 8 feet, but still, there was a friend. Apparently, she was leaning. This was in Indiana, Mishawaka, Indiana. Linda Witt was just kind of in an apartment balcony. Right, about 3 a.m. on Friday, there was a party. Her friend was standing next to her on the balcony. He loses his balance. They both fall. She hits the ground first. He falls on her. She dies. He's stable from what we understand. We don't know how much they were drinking. Toxicology results are back. But they do know that they were drinking vodka. And they were partying late into the night. But just an absolute shame. I mean, you know, when you hear of these tragedies, you know, you want to always go, okay, well, that's not going to happen to me, or it's not going to happen to my family member because they aren't going to be doing something stupid. Well, but how many of us lean against a balcony? Now, me, I've always checked balconies. I always do. Anytime we're anywhere, I always just shake it. I've never trusted balconies, probably because I've seen so many movies and I don't know. But, you know, if you're intoxicated and you don't know and somebody trips on you, just an absolutely horrible, horrible tragedy. So you'd think that would be it, but then somebody else falls and dies from a balcony. Looks like a 27-year-old was in a New York City nightclub. Okay, I guess he was inside District 36. There was, I guess he was in, inside the nightclub, fell off the balcony, onto the ground, on the street. Nobody did anything, noticed anything, until some of the waitresses were taking a cigarette break, sees him on the ground, thinks he was drunk, but then they notice blood coming from his mouth and teeth. He ends up dying. Now, you know, what is going on with these balconies, people? I mean, I don't want everybody, you know, paranoid. But, you know, you can fall and you can die. It just, these are just two cases. You know, we're also starting to see a cluster of more marathon people dropping. I guess another one who was running the London Marathon dies. We need to, I don't know what we need to do with our athletes. But, you know, many of my marathon runners, they are probably the epitome of health. I mean, they watch what they eat. They have low cholesterol. They exercise. They have good bone health. You know, they wear sunscreen. They get their skin cancer screens. Yet we're still seeing some of them drop in the middle of the marathon race or at the end of the race. Any of you marathon runners, get that heart checked. And even if your EKG looks good, get a stress test. All right? Sometimes your heart cannot handle excessive, excessive exercise. So It just blows my mind because, you know, again, when you hear people get a heart attack, you know, many of us go, okay, well, the person didn't take care of themselves. But what if it's somebody who was taking care of themselves? Speaking of people not taking care of themselves, we were talking about the Heart Attack Grill that's located in Las Vegas, Nevada. Heart Attack Grill became famous a couple months ago when somebody had a heart attack actually in the restaurant. He was eating either a triple bypass burger or a quadruple bypass burger and flatliner fries, ends up having a heart attack, and people are giggling, thinking it's part of the ambiance, you know, it's part of the show at the restaurant. And it wasn't. The guy had a heart attack. Now he lived. But it looks like, again, this week, another person had a heart attack, this time a woman. Now, of course, you know, everybody's going after the owner, saying, this is all your fault. And he's like, wait a second, the woman smokes, the woman eats, okay, she chose to eat a burger. I mean, the burger right then and there didn't cause the heart attack. Okay, she probably obviously had pre-existing conditions. All right, and, you know, if she was going to get a heart attack, whether she eats my burger or another burger. So it's, I mean, he didn't say that, but I mean, paraphrasing. You know, and of course, he's called Doc. And then all the waitresses in Heart Attack Grill are called nurses. It's an interesting place. But, you know, so you see people like that not take care of themselves. Now, she lived. From what we understand, she fell unconscious. We think she had a heart attack. She lived. But, you know, you're like, whoa. You know, there just doesn't seem to be rhyme or reason with heart attacks. There doesn't. You know, like my father, cholesterol, maybe in the low twos. We want you under 200. Low twos, bad cholesterol, it's just a little bit high. Diabetes, well controlled. Drops dead of a heart attack. Right? Another family member of ours, and thank God she's alive, her cholesterol up in the 400-500s. Right? Smokes. Thank God is still doing well. So, you know, people will say, well, look, I'm out of the woods. I'm good. You know, nothing's going to happen to me. No, sometimes it's being at the wrong place at the wrong time with the wrong artery. You know, I don't know. There's not a lot of rhyme or reason. And so just don't assume you're out of the woods. Even our marathon runners get heart attacks. All right. I think we are all at risk for heart disease. So when you go for your physical, get screened. It's not that difficult to do. And we need our young ones getting screened as well. Okay, so speaking of heart, X-Rock sexual supplement for men may cause heart attacks. All right, what's going on here? X-Rock sexual enhancement drug for men. Now, why is it a sexual enhancement? Well, because it contains ingredients including sildenafil. And sildenafil is a component in the erectile drug Viagra. Okay, and the supplement also has hydroxythiohombosildenafil, which is also similar to sildenafil or sildenafil. Now, remember, with Viagra and those medications, you are not supposed to be on nitrates, and you have to be very careful if you have a heart condition, because it could cause a severe loss of blood pressure. It could also cause a reaction. It also, I guess, includes an herbal mix, horny goat weed, ginseng root, maca root, and again, those have not been evaluated as safe or effective for erectile dysfunction. X-Rock responded by issuing a recall of the supplements, but added that it had not received any complaints. In a statement, the company said it regretted the quote-unquote incomplete X-Rock labeling information. See, guys, you gotta be careful. You have to be careful with some of these over-the-counter. I know people like, oh, Dr. Dahlia, you only like pharmaceutical drugs because of pharmaceutical companies. You know, give the over-the-counter supplements a chance. I would love to give the over-the-counter supplements a chance. And I tell people, go get your vitamin D, go get your fish oil, go get your calcium. But be very careful with certain brands. Study your brands. Because don't just get the cheapest one, because there are things in here that we don't know. Apparently, the government agency recently warned customers to stay away from a brand of Japanese weight loss pills that contain phenylphthalein, which is a possible cancer-causing ingredient. You know, and it's not that these people are purposely spiking the drugs. You know, I mean, they aren't being supervised. They aren't being watched. They don't have to answer to anybody. So they come up with whatever they come up with, and they package it. And as long as their meager safety data, if they have any, doesn't look bad, they market and they sell it. You know, I mean, the reason why I prefer pharmaceuticals is at least there's some sort of a rigorous screening process and clinical trials, and that sucker doesn't get out there unless a pharmaceutical company has spent millions of dollars studying it and researching it. But then again, that's why these pharmaceutical drugs are so expensive, because by the time they get to sell it and put it out there, many times the patent is already halfway run through. And now they have to, try to make whatever money they can before the patent expires and the medicine goes to generic anyway. So just, you know, really be careful. And you know, honestly, people, if you see something that says X-Rock for men, you know, and I'm looking at the packaging, just, you know, be careful. I mean, you know, putting it in your body, talk to your doctor, okay? If you could talk to your doctor, I think that would be probably the most wise. You know, X-Rock, that doesn't even sound really sexy. Are they trying to sound like V-Rock? I don't know what they're doing. All right, guys, don't go away. We got more Dr. Dahlia coming right up. 1-877-DOCDAHLIA.
How's your pH today? Are you acidic? How alkaline is your blood and body? What is the pH of the water you drink? We are AlkaVision, and we have the answers. Drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining vibrant health and high energy, because bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. If your drinking water isn't at a pH level of 8 or higher, boost it with AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Our unique formula will alkalize your water, ridding your body of harmful toxins and acid, and help regain energy and health. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise the pH of your body to optimal levels. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615, 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
So you're a maker of something. Woodcrafts, fishing lures, glass designs, jewelry, purses, perfumes, goat's milk soap. Whatever it is, you made it here in America. Now you're eager for people to buy your products right here locally, instead of buying competing products made on the other side of the world, right? Then you need to check out localmakers.com. Support America. Buy and sell locally at localmakers.com. Doesn't matter if you're a home-based business or a major manufacturer, localmakers.com offers an easy way to connect with customers within your local community, as well as across the U.S., simply by entering a zip code. And there's no cost to join. So if you're a maker who needs buyers, go to localmakers.com and stock your products on one of our shelves. Localmakers.com, promoting, preserving, and supporting your neighbor's manufacturing businesses.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Attention, information in this one-minute message could save your life. Don't wait for the next emergency to happen. Act now to be prepared. Now, more than ever, civilians and communities must communicate with family, friends, and neighbors in the event of civil unrest, natural disasters, or other emergencies. That's why there's CivilDispatch.com. CivilDispatch.com is a universal system that can be used for a wide array of urgent notification alerts. Weather emergencies, civil unrest, emergency responders, amber alerts, school or business closings, any need-to-know situation. CivilDispatch.com is an emergency dispatch communication system, allowing anyone to quickly and easily send and instantaneously track emergency email and text alert notifications. CivilDispatch.com gives you the power of enterprise alerting without the enterprise cost. Don't find yourself unprepared. Learn more and become a member at CivilDispatch.com. That's CivilDispatch.com. Civilian Emergency Dispatch System. Peace through preparedness.
Take charge of your health. Get all natural innovative health products from the new AffinityHealthProducts.com. From weight loss to cold and flu remedies to better joint function, discover natural products you can trust online at AffinityHealthProducts.com, like Lose and Snooze. Fact is, 90% of all diets fail. Why not try a completely new way of dieting? With Lose and Snooze, you can achieve weight loss while you sleep. Guaranteed. Reduce caloric intake, get a deep restorative sleep, build lean muscle mass, and keep your metabolic rate up to burn fat throughout the night and day. With all-natural Lose and Snooze from AffinityHealthProducts.com. Include the one-day diet for a complete weight loss package. Order Lose and Snooze and the one-day diet and other all-natural products for men and women online at AffinityHealthProducts.com. Spelled A-F-F-I-N-I-T-Y, HealthProducts.com. Or call 877-888-7126. That's 877-888-7126.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. All right, we got the John Edwards trial coming up. George Zimmerman, who shot Trayvon Martin, makes bail and now is going back into hiding. From what I understand, the Sanford police chief, the original one, who had stepped down, actually resigned permanently today, although it sounds like other city officials are telling him not to. Kind of interesting day. Looks like Mitt Romney has been hanging out with Rubio, right, trying to appeal to the Latino voters. From what I understand, Rubio says he doesn't want to run for vice president. We should do that. I'd love to hear from you guys who you think should run for vice president or be on the vice presidential ticket. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. I mean, Rubio, he's young. He's, you know, Florida helps you win Florida, you know? You know, interesting. Speaking of Florida, there was a study talking about where you are in the U.S. could make a difference between your longevity. Now, there was new data that was released, and we're talking about lifespan. From the Institute of Health Metrics and Evaluation showed that Marin County, which is in the Bay Area, had the longest life expectancy of any U.S. county for men at 81.6 years. Remember I told you we're going to start seeing the next few years life expectancy go to the 80s? 81.6 year life expectancy in Marin County. Second largest for women, 85.1 years. Wow. They say people there in the Bay Area live healthier. I mean, again, I see a lot of people when I go to San Francisco Bay Area, they're out there. They're exercising. They're out there. Maybe it's the fresh air. Maybe it's being liberal. I don't know. I don't know what's going on out there, but something's working. Who knows? Now, southeastern U.S., the odds of living older, nice ripe old age, not as good. Apparently, two counties in Mississippi, Quitman and Tunica, are among the five shortest life expectancies for both genders, as well as West Virginia's McDowell County. Apparently in Mississippi, those two counties, Quitman and Tunica, life expectancy of men is just 66.1 years compared to the 81.6 in the Bay Area, Marin County. Across the nation, they say life expectancy in 2009 ranged from 66.1 to 81.6 years for men, where women 73.5 to 85.8 years for women, according to the study. They say now women, speaking of Florida, women live longest in Collier County in Florida, 85.8 years on average. Huh. And you know, many people retire in Florida and they live to nice, ripe ages. Gotta be the water. I think it's the water. Maybe it's the weather. You see, Bay Area is still cold. You know, a lot of times you don't want to go outside when it's cold. Florida, nicer weather. So it makes more sense that you'd see the longer lifespan. But another study came out saying men are improving with their life expectancy quicker than women. Men are not only caught up to women, but now they, it's not that men have a longer life expectancy to women, but their jump improved so much. Is it because of prostate cancer treatment? Is it because of earlier detection? Is it because of heart attack? I don't know. But that we found pretty interesting. All right, good study. Another interesting thing, for those who join us, this is the Dr. Dahlia Show. Soy milk not only can kind of help women with estrogen and, you know, help them with maybe their calcium levels, but they found soy milk for men and women could protect the liver from fatty liver. Now, how many of you, when you go to the doctor, your liver enzymes are up, they ultrasound your liver, and they say you have fatty liver. You have fat in the liver. Now, fatty liver could put you right at risk for diabetes, for heart disease. If you drink alcohol, could you put you at risk for cirrhosis? We don't like fat in the liver. Fat in the liver is not a good sign. It means because if you're clogging up your liver with fat, where else are you clogging up with triglycerides and fat? The heart. But this is very interesting. They say a team from the University of Illinois found soy protein, also in tofu, may reduce the buildup of harmful fat in the liver. Right? Now, scientists in the U.S. compared the livers of lean and obese rats fed a diet containing either milk or soy protein. No differences were seen in the lean animals, but obese rats fed soy showed a 20% reduction in overall levels of fat accumulation in the liver. Triglycerides, which is the fats that build up and deposit in the liver, right, were reduced by the same level. So interesting, your triglycerides went down and the fat accumulation. So soy could protect against fatty liver disease. This is some cool stuff. Now, they say almost a third of American adults have fatty liver disease, many of them without symptoms. Obesity, of course, key factor for this. I think alcohol. Many of our saturated fats are high fructose corn syrup. So interesting. Now, a recent study from Delaware University found drinking 2 glasses of soy milk a day eased hot flashes in women. Oh, just, man, do they have chocolate soy milk? If they have chocolate soy milk, maybe I could get it in me. I am not a milk drinker. I'm really not. Huh. But honestly, guys, interesting stuff. Okay, and now we're not done. There's even more cool stuff. Get this, all right? There's this medical breakthrough now where you have these computer-generated implants that can help restore feeling in limbs that have lost sensation, possibly paralyzed. It's really cool. A group of British scientists along with German engineers have designed computer-generated implants that help nerves rewire themselves. So hopefully, if you because remember, it's all electricity. I mean, you know, everybody thinks medicine, you know, is rocket science. It's the same science we all use. Engineers, plumbers, we all use the same science. So what these do, hopefully, is they restore movement and feeling in damaged arms and legs, even in those that have severed off, even those that have, I guess, been amputated. They're called nerve guidance conduits, NGCs, were produced with a laser technique normally used to write complex electrical circuits. Made from a form of biodegradable plastic, they guide regrowing nerve fibers through individual channels to aid recovery. Once the nerves are fully regrown and reconnected, the device dissolves away. Okay, so I see. So it wouldn't be an amputee. It would be where the nerve was severed, but you still have the limb for the nerve to grow into. Very interesting stuff. Bioengineer Professor John Haycock at the University of Sheffield said, when nerves in the arms or legs are injured, they do have the ability to regrow, unlike in the spinal cord. However, they need assistance to do this. They're designing scaffold implants that could bridge an injury site and provide a range of physical and chemical cues for stimulating growth. Absolutely fascinating. I love this whole scaffold idea. You know, that's how they made the trachea. You know, they're making tracheas, you know, windpipes. I mean, they're making organs using these scaffolds and then implanting them with the stem cells and letting the cells grow over them. Way cool stuff. Way cool. So if you have people that have severed nerves and lose it. Now, the only thing is they say ultimately NGCs may be developed that could help the treatment of spinal cord injury. But right now, they're using it for other types of nerve damage. Because, again, spinal cord injuries, those are huge. Absolutely. Absolutely huge. All right. Whew. Man. Oh, we talked about a lot today, and we're coming up on the end. No. All right, listen, guys. Genesis Communications Network has an iPhone app that you can log on or you can download. And it allows you to listen to any of our shows on demand or archives, from what I understand. Great app. So please go to GCN Live, get information from there. Or you can go to my website. My website will hook you into the link for archives, podcasts, etc. If you miss any part of the show, I want to make sure you get it. And like I said, we talked about a lot of good stuff. We talked about snake bites. We talked about tick disease. We talked about this woman who donated her kidney to her boss and still got fired. I mean, a lot of great stories. We also talked about this teacher, a welding teacher who decided to line up his students against a wall and shoot blanks at them. We don't know why, but he's out on $20,000 bail and facing 12 felony charges. I don't know. He's an idiot. Don't ask. I don't know why people do what they do. But if you miss any of the Dr. Dahlia show, you can go to our website, hit on demand. It'll play the last few hours. And then, of course, go to my website for archives and hook on for podcasts. All right, guys, great show. Please follow me on Twitter for up-to-date medical updates. But most of all, be safe. God bless you all. And God bless the troops. All right, you all take care.
Ben Fuchs is a registered pharmacist who has been using nutritional supplementation like medicines for decades, seeing tremendous health benefits. That's why he drinks Pollen Burst from Longevity's complete line of nutritional supplements.
Pollen Burst has got the B vitamins in there, and the B vitamins are so fascinating because most people are going to be deficient in the B vitamins because they're rapidly processed out of food. So if you're eating foods that are cooked, if you're eating foods that are frozen, if you're eating foods that are prepared in any way, you're going to be deficient in these B vitamins. And the B vitamins work on the parts of the body that move the fastest, the brain, the heart, the skin, and the digestive system. Those are the four systems that respond rapidly to the B vitamins.
To feel changes in your body's fast-moving systems, order Longevity's Pollen Burst by calling 877-551-1301. That's 877-551-1301 or on the web at InfoWarsTeam.com. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.